MTV Cast.
Hey everyone, this is Bonnie Gagnon calling in from Silverthorne, Colorado. Super excited to be here. It's just been absolutely stunning. Colorado is definitely one of my favorite states. Lots of beautiful mountains, beautiful sunrises, sunsets. We've ridden through a ton of rain. Al Russell and myself and Grant all got stuck in a massive downpour, but woke up to just a blanket of fog and rode through the Blue Ridge Cold River. All kinds of things. It's just been amazing. You know, one of the things that I've been thinking about a couple of days ago during a tougher time was, you know, what's my purpose and why am I here? And sometimes when we go through hard times and we find ourselves struggling, we can question our purpose. But the good news is that we just stay focused and stay consistent, that we reap those rewards and our purpose returns to us. We're reminded of why we're doing the things that we're doing, because everything that we really want to do, that we really love, it gets hard sometimes. And that's not a reason to quit. It's just a reason to just stay focused, believe in yourself, and if you have to, just put the thoughts out of your mind and just keep moving forward. So anyways, great adventure. So glad to be here in Colorado. It's been really fun yo-yoing back and forth with a number of riders, John and was Marty. Looking for Marty still, think he's 80 miles or 90 miles in front of me. Paul Russell, it's so great to see his awesome smile on the trail. So thanks for all your support, everyone. Take care, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Hey, MTV Cast. This is Peter calling in 2 hours after my finish. Just kind of do a day recap, and then maybe I'll call in later for a little bit of a extended race recap. That last day at Silver City to Antelope Bluffs section, it can be tough if the conditions are right, or I guess wrong. Windy and very, very hot all day today. Definitely felt like it was over 100 degrees for large parts. Usually I'm able to kind of suffer through the heat, but actually had to stop and take like a 3-minute break in the shade about 30 miles from the end. My sun was just blazing. And that, along with just brutal headwinds and crosswinds for the last 30 miles, slowed me to a crawl. Definitely didn't get anything for free at the end there. Route made me work for it. Very happy to be finished, and maybe do an extended race recap, final call, and after a good night's rest.
Yeah, MTB, this is Hal Russell. I think it's around 4:30 Portland. Thing, I kind of hear the wildlife making me up a little bit. So I'm here in Silverthorne. Tough to camp out. Tough to find a place to camp in Silverthorne that you think's safe. So anyway, I know a few places, and I'm camped in a nice outhouse here along the river. But it's a public place, so I figured it's okay to camp here. I did this before, and when you come in areas where the grass is really lush and green and mowed, you ask Greg Goodman and another kid to camp with once. They have water sprinklers at night, they go off, so you want to be careful. So I got an outhouse. It's awesome. It's one of the big ones in Maine. And sure enough, the water sprinklers start going off. And I just smiled. I thought, you learn things in time, and it's awesome. I'm nice and safe. Probably take me 30 minutes or so to get around. But we're going to be heading on and heading for, I don't know how close I'll get, but I'm heading for our slide up. Get my bike went back there and my friend's shop. So anyway, it was a hot day yesterday. Man, it's hot. But yo-yoed with some great people back and forth. Had a good time riding with Gary Johnson for a while. Then met a couple kids, I think Flagstaff. So It's a great time yesterday. So I better start getting around here. I'll stunk lay here in my sleeping bag and hard to sometime get going. But anyway, I'll talk to everybody later. Bye.